Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us part of your morning today. I do appreciate that. And starting us off, Tabitha Betancourt. She's with Rocking Tree Farm. Now, this is a fantastic place and a fantastic service here in our community. I think a lot of folks probably don't even really know is out there. So really excited to be able to share a little bit about it today. Tabitha, thanks for taking some time off the farm and coming in.
Great to be here, Troy, and happy to help Helena know about what we're doing.
Yeah, hopefully everything stays running over there smoothly while you're over here in town.
One thing about animals, they keep on eating and doing right. Other things.
Right, yeah, so you're going to have a little bit to take care of when you get back. But before we get into Rocking Tree Farm, I mean, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and sort of how this whole thing came about?
Sure, I'm a Helena native. I've been around the military community for a long time. My dad was a Vietnam veteran and then served a full career with the National Guard Aviation and really put me in the heart of serving the military and the military community. And I married my husband about 6 years ago, who is also an Army veteran with some mental health challenges from his time in the military. And our farm became our solution to having more smiles in our day and a healthier family.
So how did it turn from sort of discovering, you know what, this personally helps us to, you know what, let's make this farm and invite other people? And I mean, because that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it also means that our family home, because the farm is our home, mm-hmm. is literally open for people who want to call and come on out. And so private life is kind of non-existent for us, but it's okay because it takes a community to help be healthy. Everybody needs neighbors, they need family, they need friends, they need their church community, and we use our farm and all of our little animals as a part of that community to just bring happiness and wholeness to people's lives.
Yeah, well, and there are far more needs and people in need than I think listeners probably realize.
Exactly. And I think if you look at what the Veterans Administration is serving in our state, we have one of the highest per capita veteran populations, yet less than half of those veterans are actually accessing VA services mm-hmm. for whatever reason that happens to be. So it really does depend on the community to step in and help meet those needs. And we've done that by partnering with Montana Joining Community Forces that has a specific focus on service members, veterans, and their families.
Yeah, we've been reporting this morning on the new addition out there at the fort. And as we said in our news this morning, 93,000 veterans in Montana. I mean, it's a phenomenally high number. And that's where Rocking Tree Farm comes into play. I mean, this is a place designed to help vets help families through moments of life on a farm, right? I mean, what is the idea? What are you working at here?
That's exactly right. We integrate simple farm life activities to promote positive mental health in a safe, sensitive, and personalized environment. So our farm is not open for the people to just drop in whenever they want to. We do by appointment only. That way we can create an experience for the individual or the family that's going to meet their specific needs. So we do everything from a lot of people come out and volunteer because we have a family right now with a three-year-old and a four-year-old boy, and they wanted to teach their boys some lessons of community service and working, but don't have the land or the means mm-hmm. to give their boys a farm experience. So they're using our farm to advance their family goal. And these little guys come out there and they collect eggs for me. And we have anywhere from 50 to 100 eggs in a given day. And as a little guy, they have a ball collecting yeah. eggs. And then he always says, I'm sorry if one of them gets cracked. But, you know, that's the way life is. Sometimes stuff in life is just cracked or broken or doesn't work right. And we make sure that at our farm, to the best of our ability, that those challenges are something that are good for us, not something that you get in trouble over.
Yeah. Well, and you got the eggs, you got the chickens, you got sheep and lambs out there. You, You grow the trees, you grow the veggies. I mean, you got the works going on out there.
We do, because everybody's interests are different. And what will connect with one person may not connect with another. And for those that don't want to work, we have the best thing in the world. We have a 9-foot by 40-foot man porch. Yes, a man porch. Women are allowed on it because I named it. But it has all kinds of comfortable chairs, rocking chairs and swings, and it looks out to the North Hills, where there is not a power line, there's not a building, there's nothing to see but just wide open spaces and that big Montana sky and a bird flying by. And for some people, they need that quiet, peaceful moment, because it's about the only time they find it.
Yeah, so the idea here at Rocking Tree Farm, we're talking with Tabitha Betancourt this morning. The idea to sort of create just a quiet, a simple environment, but one, it seems like, also that has a goal. There's a mission involved, which is an important thing for many veterans.
Right, and our key mission is to do our part to help reduce the rate of suicide among veterans in our state and around the globe. Our veteran suicide rate is high. Military mm-hmm. suicide rates are high. And you never know what might connect for somebody, but we have had veterans come out and plant trees, and they tell me, I'm coming back to see that tree grow. I'm coming back. Yeah. And that little connection that they've made by planting that tree, when they hit a moment of mental health crisis, they're going to remember that memory. And that might be the one thing that lets them decide to take another breath.
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, it almost seems too simple.
Yeah.
Right. But clearly you're having success. You're seeing results from this.
We are. We are seeing people with happiness brought into their world. We had one veteran visit our farm for a couple of hours one Friday evening and had no idea really what his personal issues were. But at the very end, before he got in his vehicle, he said, for the last 2 hours, I haven't thought about my post-traumatic stress one time. 2 hours he had of relief mm-hmm. from a mental torment. And that changes his life, because he realized that PTSD doesn't have to control every minute of his world. He can be in a space where he can find happiness and peace.
What's it been like to see that, to hear those stories, to go from, you know, not having a farm to saying, you know what, we're going to start this farm. Personally, it's a good thing for us. To now that story. I mean, that's a pretty gigantic swing. It's got to be amazing.
It is amazing. And when we bought our 20 acres, it was sagebrush and prickly pear. I mean, virtually nothing. It had fencing is what it had. But we knew that in the past, some previous owner had planted a bunch of stuff because there were divots in the ground. So my husband decided to start watering those holes in the ground. And 3 years later, we have numerous plants that have risen up out of that Wow. barren hole, because that's exactly the way a lot of our veterans are, especially our Vietnam era veterans. They feel like they've shriveled and withered down to nothing, but they have roots that are still there, that are still alive. And we use our farm and just our love and care and listening and sharing with them just on life's journey to water their roots and give them sunshine. And we get to watch them blossom into who they really want to be and have a fulfilled life.
Yeah, it's so cool. We're talking with Tabitha Betancourt from Rocking Tree Farm. We've got a few minutes left with her this morning. And it sounds like there's not necessarily a program. I mean, this is very individualized. Come on out here. This is what we have. What do you need?
Exactly. We individualize everything. I have a doctorate in educational psychology. And so what my whole job with that profession is to just bring out the best of an individual, whatever they're trying to go for. That's what we're going to do. And the downside to this farm is the funds to keep it going, mm-hmm. to have the diversity of animals that we have and just the feed and ongoing care for the animals. It has also become part of our community project. So collecting in donations to help feed the animals or adopt the animals and people volunteering. So we have a site, we have a link out with helenavolunteers.org through the United Way, so people can volunteer to come out to the farm. So if you're not our target audience of veteran or military family, but you want to come be a part, signing up to volunteer would be a great way to do that.
Okay. And that's what I wanted to ask, you know, how can we help? I mean, is that the easiest way, is to go on that website?
I think that's the easiest way, or to access our Facebook page, The Rocking Tree Farm, and make contact with us that way.
Is that the best way for if there's somebody listening that has a veteran as a loved one, or they are themselves a veteran and think, you know what, maybe that's for me? Is that the best way for them to get a hold of you as well?
It really is, and our contact information is out there on that. On the Facebook page.
Okay. Before I let you go, I do want to mention you have a pretty cool event coming up. We're chunking pumpkins. What's going on out there?
We are on Saturday, November 2nd. We're going to do a pumpkin chunking, because what else do you do with your jack-o'-lantern when Halloween is over? How about coming out to the Rocking Tree Farm and launching that pumpkin out into the pasture? And we're going to try to knock down some wooden soldiers out there, have some competition. So if you have some talents and can make a trebuchet, a catapult, or a ballista, nothing that has a propellant or engine mechanics behind it. Simple old medieval weaponry is what we're going to do, and we're just going to have some
fun. So if it was in Monty Python, it can be out there. That's what we're saying.
We're going to have a blast. Pumpkins or watermelons, jack-o'-lanterns. We'll just have a nice fall family day out at the farm.
Yeah, and that's coming up on November 2nd. People can get that information off your Facebook page as well to find out if they want to come out and check it out. If they want to, they can build their own machine and come out there. There's several different options. But this will be a cool spectator sport.
It will be a cool spectator sport. And if you get bored with tossing the pumpkins, you can go pet a lamb.
Oh, well, there you go. And I'm sure you wouldn't mind if people, you know, walked around and picked up some eggs here and there for you.
There you go.
Yeah. It's all happening. The pumpkin chunking is happening. It's Saturday, November 2nd. It starts at 11, runs all the way till 2 o'clock over there at Rocking Tree Farm. Tabitha, thanks so much for coming in this morning. You're doing fantastic work, and anything we can do to help you out, just holler. We'll get you in.
All right. Thanks so much. Maybe we'll see the Montana Radio Company with a team out there, pumpkin.
Yeah, I think we can load in the pumpkins. I don't know about any of us building anything that's not. Somebody's going to show up with nine fingers is what's going to happen if we try to build something. I don't know. Kurt could probably build that in his garage overnight.
Wrong guy there.
Tabitha, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Stick around. We got more Coffee Break coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for sticking around for the second half. We're closing out the show today talking American Legion. Kind of. We're going to start talking American Legion, but then we're going to focus on the Sons of the American Legion. Larry Westfall, our guest. Welcome back in.
Well, thank you, Troy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been a little while since you've been in, so yeah. I'm excited to have you back in the chair.
Well, thank you very much.
It took you that long to get over being in before. we're here to talk Sons of the American Legion, but can you first off, just in case there are folks out there that may be a little unsure,
sure.
Explain what the American Legion is, what it's all about.
Well, the American Legion was born in 1919, so it's 100 years old this year, and it's the largest veterans organization. The American Legion is responsible for veterans affairs and rehabilitation, national security, Americanism, and children and youth. And what I mean by that is that we support all of those things. We take care of the veterans and their VA needs. We support strong security or strong national defense. But we also teach children and even adults to respect the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice around Helena, on patriotic holidays, their flags are flying, but we put those out, and we also do that on Memorial Day. But also with children and youth, we have the American Legion Baseball Shooting Sports Oratory. We support scouting and child welfare. We have what we call Boys State and Girls State, where young high school boys and girls learn what it is, learn about our government and learn how to run our government and so on. And then we have a school awards program where children will select someone in their class that they believe represents patriotism and working together. And so we present those awards too. But as part of American Legion, we also have the American Legion Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, the Legion Riders, and the 40 and 8.
So yeah, that makes there's a lot of different spokes coming off, of that wheel.
We call it our American Legion family.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, you and Larry Westfall is our guest this morning. We're talking American Legion, and you ticked off quite a few boxes there. I mean, it just sort of shows how active in our community the Legion and Legion members are. They're an awful lot of things, and very many of them for the young people in our community.
Absolutely. One of the things that we believe in is that if we build patriotism into our young people, then they'll carry that on into their adult life, and hopefully that'll help them in their everyday lives.
How many members are there in our various, because there are various posts in our community in East Helena, how many members do you know do we have?
Well,
putting you on the spot asking for a specific number.
No, that's okay. Actually, the Helena American Legion post here, post number 2, is the largest in Montana. We have over 700 members.
Wow.
And the Sons of the American Legion, the squadron here is also the largest in Montana, with only 50 members. But we're getting started, and we're hoping that people will like to participate in that program. One of the things about the Sons is that if you are a son or a grandson of a veteran, and for whatever reason you haven't been able to serve in the military, but you'd like to help out and honor that father or grandfather, Sons of the American Legion can welcome you. And what you can do in that organization is then be a part of the American Legion family and also reach out in the community and help our funds.
So the Sons of the American Legion, this is boys that didn't serve themselves, but they feel that call, right? They want to be involved. And that's got to be a little bit of a feather in our Legion cap to be, you know, we're number one here in Helena. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And it's because we have the veterans here who really support the American Legion way. And also we're very patriotic, obviously, here in Helena.
You said the Legion itself is 100 years old. How about the Sons? I mean, has it been around as long, or is it a little newer?
The Sons is a little newer. 1935, I believe it was, when the Sons of American Legion. It was one of those, it sprang from a need for people to join and be able to honor their father or their grandfather and show their appreciation for that. Mm-hmm.
Does it operate much the same? I mean, obviously it's a different membership, but other than that, I mean, is it basically the same organization?
It is basically the same. As American Legion family, we support one another, and we support the total American Legion programs.
Okay. So who can be a member, and how do you go about that? I mean, is it as simple as just giving somebody a call and saying, put me in the books?
Yeah, it's pretty easy that way. In order to belong to American Legion, you have to have served, and this is something that changed recently. They have the Legion Act that just came into being. And before, you had to be in the military during a certain period of time, during wartime. And now they've changed that. And now if you served any time since December 7th, 1941, you can be an American Legion member. And dues are $35 a year, and it provides you quite a few actual benefits. And then we get a magazine every month, which is brings you up to date on what's going on the military side and the veteran side in all over the world.
Okay. So they just need to, folks just need to give their local post a call or swing on by.
Right. Well, and they can stop by the post. We're at corner of Villard and Custer. They can stop by there, and we have applications there. And they can also, if they know of an American Legion member, all they got to do is contact them.
Okay. Does it work the same way for the Sons?
Yes, it does. And the Sons, if you are a grandson or son of a veteran and you want to join the Sons of the American Legion, you can get applications there at the Legion also. But you can call me at 459-4838 or Eddie White at 495-1095. And Eddie White is the state commander for the Sons of the American Legion, and he lives right here in Helena and is a Legion member. That's the other thing. People think, well, I'm already an American Legion member. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to become a Sons of the American Legion? Well, there's a lot of people who, even as American Legion members, like myself, I'm also a Sons of the American Legion member. And it just gives me another opportunity to serve.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I hadn't realized that. You can have dual citizenship there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's not bad. So we can bump up our numbers really quickly then.
Well, we should be able to. I think one of the reasons that we don't is that people aren't aware. Mm-hmm. That they're not aware of the Sons of the American Legion or what we do. But if you've seen the... like on Halloween, we have Trunk or Treat.
Yeah, Trunk or Treat's coming up quickly.
And the Sons do that. They also support the other Legion programs, like baseball, and they also go out and help us put up flags. And so they support the community in that respect.
Larry Westfall is our guest this morning. We're talking American Legion and Sons of the American Legion. Multiple programs that the Sons work to organize. They help the American Legion, but they also do stuff, you were saying, like the brick sale, the memorial brick sale. That's one that they work on.
Yeah, and what we're doing is trying to raise what money we raise through the brick sale. And the bricks are in memory of veterans, or can be veterans that are serving as right now, just to recognize them. And the bricks go up next to the American Legion, and they have the name of the individual, when they served, and maybe their rank, that sort of thing. On there, you can put whatever you'd like to a limited extent, of course. And they're $100 a piece, and that money goes to the Sons of the American Legion programs. We also have, you say, well, it's $100. Well, it is $100, but that brick will be there, and it'll be mm-hmm. there where you can look at that, and your kids can look at that and recognize that their family really supported those veterans.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing, and we've got about 2 minutes left, Larry. There's also wreaths that they're involved with.
Yeah, there is. What we decided to do, the Sons have decided that they want to help the auxiliary. The auxiliary, we don't have very many members, but what the auxiliary does is it supports the American Legion programs and the functions. But they need some money coming in. So the Sons of the American Legion decided to do this. What we've done is, what we'd like to do is have a Liberty wreath sales. So what we're going to do is, you can come in and buy a wreath for $20 beginning September 23rd at the Legion, and decorate it with the things that around your favorite branch of service, and bring it back not later than November 7th to be displayed and then auctioned on November 9th. So it's kind of like Festival of the Trees.
Yeah.
Only it's a wreath. And it'll give you an opportunity to show your support for your veterans and show your support for the American Legion and also raise a little money.
Yeah, there's a lot of wins there, because you personally can donate, and then you can make this thing as beautiful as you want, and somebody else is going to love it and want to bring it home.
Absolutely.
And they're donating through that. I mean, talk about a win-win. That's a pretty cool program.
Well, we're hoping it will be.
So if people want to get more information on the American Legion, on the Sons of the American Legion, on the bricks, on the wreaths, we talked about a lot of stuff. What's the best way they can do that?
Well, they can call me at 459-4838, Eddie White at 495-1095. That's 1095. Or Ray Reed at 459-6839. The American Legion adjutant is right here. The state adjutant is right here in Helena, and that's Gary White. And his number is 324-3989.
Okay, so there's lots of folks. Or you know what? If you didn't have pen and paper and you didn't get those names and numbers down, just shoot me an email. It's super easy. I'm just Troy@MontanaRadio.com. Super easy to remember. Shoot me an email and I will connect you with the right person and we'll get you set up. So, Larry, I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate what you do for our community and for our veterans. That's all the time that we have. This is Coffee Break. See you tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.